And there that goes, Facebook Live audio recording and podcast audio recording. Morning Wine Cellar, July 12th, 2018. And of course, there's a story. I'm getting the traction about the Uriah Sharp young lad delivering newspapers out there in Ohio. And got the cops called on him. Because, I don't know, little ass 11-year-old boys, they are professionals at breaking in houses, you know. And, you know, so got the cops called on them. Nothing new, it's just something that people talk about more. And it's not even just like shit isn't even, it's like, it's not all on video now. But it's that now folks can immediately go to the privately owned social network and put it out there. Like, I mean, if we had these privately owned social networks in the 80s, you'd have seen the exact same shit. Right? People like, oh, you know, the fucking cops just shot the homie here and murdered him. Like, that shit has been going on, you know. Like, a lot of people know Dan Carlin for the Hardcore History program, you know, where he talks about, like, old wars and uprisings and whatnot. I think a real popular one that he did was Wrath of the Khans. Dan Carlin, that does the Hardcore History. Dan Carlin also has a program called Common Sense, and it he used to put it out once a month. I think this Donald Trump shit just made him quit doing that. He has not done much since the Donald Trump deal. It's been like over a year since he dropped an episode, but on one of his Common Sense episodes, Dan Carlin was a journalist, did a lot of his work out of Argonne. But, like, when he was doing work out in Los Angeles, like, they wanted to publish stories because in Los Angeles, when he was first getting into journalism, a lot of black mothers were calling to be like, hey, the fucking police, you know, beat the living shit out of my boy. They shot my boy. They murdered my boy. They harmed him. He's in the hospital. And they would try to get those stories published and run them by their bosses. And they'd be like, you know, we don't have, you know, there's no video. There's no nothing. Like, they're just making these claims against the police. We don't believe them. But, you know, now that gatekeeper is out of the way, now black people can just go and publish the story ourselves. Of course, Facebook owns it. Twitter owns it. So they monetize the clicks. So they don't care. You know, they're a less stringent gatekeeper that probably gets a lot more money for it. But yeah, you'd see the same thing if it was the fucking 70s. I mean, remember the 70s, comedian Richard Pryor, he had that bit. I can't remember if he performed this in Long Beach or somewhere else, where he was talking about the police doing this type of chokehold. Really? A type of chokehold? That is... this shit ain't new. Alright, so let's take a look here. Morning Wine Cellar, July 12th. Remember the NFL? They're like, hey now, you can't be... ooh, excuse me. The NFL's like, you can't be kneeling. And thing is, the NFL has lost followership that it's never going to get back. Right? There are black people and people of color. That's two separate groups. There are black people and people of color that are never going to tune in again. You've lost that advertising revenue, which is what that's ad rev, right? Because when you're watching the game, fucking Walmart and McDonald's run their commercials, and Home Depot and whoever the fuck else, Jackson Hewitt, run their commercials, and that's ad rev. You know, or motherfuckers buy a ticket to the foosball game, or purchase an official jersey and whatnot, and other sorts of items related to the teams. And you've lost some black people and people of color, two separate groups that are never going to buy that back. And there's white people that are never going to tune in again because they decided, oh, fuck it, they're going to kneel, I'm not tuning in. None of these headlines are bringing these people back. So I'd say fuck it, you know. cut the loss, if it even is that much of a goddamn loss, right? Pretty sure stadiums are still full. Stadium looks full in this picture on this website, the Bleach Report, BleacherReport.com, which, man, how big of sports fans are they, the Bleacher Report? But this article on the Bleacher Report by Adam Wells says the Jets owner, I think that's the New York Jets, Christopher Johnson, says he will pay the players' anthem-related fines, right? Because you'll get fined now. You know, and I mean, that's where you got to hit them, because these NFL niggas, they're getting paper stacks. You know, they're getting paid quite well, so they have to try to hit them in the money. So the New York Jets co-owner, Christopher Johnson, will pay any fines players might be subjected to as part of the NFL's new national anthem policy. And think about how much more a person who's not even on the fucking field is getting paid than the players, that he's like, I'll cover that. It's a bar tab. It's a bar tab to this guy. It's Nathan. Nothing. Nathaniel. Now, it continues on. Per Newsday's Bob Glauber, which is a another news outlet and another journalist, Johnson addressed the situation. This is the verbatim quote. I do not like imposing any club-specific rules if anybody on the Jets takes a knee. That fine will be borne by the organization, by me, not the players. I never want to put restrictions on the speech of our players. Do I prefer that they stand? Of course. But I understand if they felt the need to protest. There are some big, complicated issues that we're all struggling with, and our players are on the front lines. Now, I don't want to come down on them like a ton of bricks, and I won't. There will be no club fines or suspensions or any sort of repercussions if the team gets fined. That's just something I'll have to bear. End quote. All right. Now, per the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, under the new policy, NFL personnel may stay in the locker room if they don't want to stand for the national anthem. You know what? Them niggas should do a Facebook Live of themselves kneeling in the locker room. teams could be subjected to fines if players or staff don't stand during the anthem while on the field. The policy, it ain't that McMurrican freedom. It's like McMurrican so-called citizens. You're not a citizen of an America. You're an employee. It's a corporate state. Take your ass to work. All right. But so-called citizens of McMurrica practice fascism on each other. They don't even need that shit to be fucking corporate-owned government imposed. You know, the people will do it to each other. You better stand, because your knees being bent is bad. There will be, right? There will be no 45 or 90 degree. Hey, you better be stand straight up. 6 o'clock. For some reason, your legs need to be in that position while those lyrics are being recited by a vocalist. I swear to fuck. If you don't know all the words to the anthem, shut the fuck up. The anthem. It's a whack ass song too, and everybody's already looked up. It's a fucking racist song. That's known, but it's also whack. Play nothing but a G thing. All right. I'd rather hear fucking Paula Abduler, right? Play the fucking Opposites Attract. You know, play fucking Straight Up Now. Play another record. The fucking and that song sucks ass. Shit is garbage. Play Careless Whisper. Play a decent fucking record. All right. the policy also states teams can develop their own rules regarding personnel who choose not to stand during the anthem, as long as it is in conjunction with the new league-wide policies. Now, according to Ian Rappaport, the NFL owners passed the new policy unanimously. However, the San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York said he abstained from the vote per Sam Farmer of the Los Angeles Times, Kat is name another journalist, and Johnson previously spoke out against the rule change forcing players to stand during the anthem. Quote, "I can't speak on how other people run their teams, but I just think that trying to forcibly get the players to shut up is a fantastically bad idea." End quote. And Woody Johnson, Christopher's brother and co-owner of the Jets, is the United States ambassador to the United Kingdom for President McTrump. Okay, so that's... there might be a firing coming up soon here. President McTrump has spoke out against the NFL player protest during the national anthem. He said owners should fire anyone who kneels during the anthem at a rally in Alabama last September. All right. Ooh, there's a comment section. Ah, zero comments. God damn it. I love the comment section. There's always good things happening there. Always good stuff. All right. Let's, and let's dance it on over here. All right, so this one will have to be followed up upon maybe an evening wine cellar, maybe in morning wine cellar. We'll just see when the updates kick in. And this is coming up off NPR, all right, article put up by James Dubeck. And a National Park Service has approved an initial request for organizers to hold a second Unite the Right rally. All right. It's, remember, we have an episode about this. Excuse me. If you go back and like our last 15 to 20 episodes, there's a episode is called "The Fight for White Civil Rights," and we talked about leading up to this. So this is sort of an ongoing story that we're dealing with here. And so it's a Unite the White Right rally. And it's and this time it's going to be across the street from the White House in August. All right. And right now it's July 12th. So you got a little time. And and that's 1 year after the white supremacists gathered in Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, the Park Service, they were given an initial approval to the application from Jason Kessler. Remember that name. To hold a white civil rights rally on August 11th and 12th, as first reported by the news outlet WUSA 9. All right, now Mr. Jason Kessler, along with other white supremacist Richard Spencer and Richard Spencer's Eye and others, organized the 2017 rally, during which... a woman was killed when they hit her with the car. Remember, like, and I riffed about that too, how the MAGA hat, that's gangbang shit. Like, if you're wearing the MAGA hat, you're associating yourself with people that have committed murder in the name of their partisan politic. All right? Like, if you wear that hat, you're associating yourself with people who were at that rally in Florida in, I think it was early 2016, where they were beating that black man down and saying nigger and all lives matter at the same time. All right. You put that hat on and you're telling everyone around you that that's how you roll. All right. You don't want to be associated with that gang. Then don't flag up. All right. now this shit, this article continues. In that 2017 rally, she was killed, and the Park Service has not yet issued a permit for the event. The rally in Charlottesville last drew hundreds of white nationalists, just white supremacists, racist motherfuckers. Keep calling them nationalists. Nigga, they have nations, all right? They have nations. They have France. They have Spain. They have Italy. They have Denmark. They have Ireland. They have Scotland. They have Britain. They have nations. All right. They just want to make sure that they come out, step up, and show that they're hardcore on forcing control on, and you know, particularly these white men forcing control on their white womans, on them their engines, and on them necras, and anybody else that is not be white fellers. All right. They have white nations. They're not nationalists. That's a bullshit word they use. Fuck out of here. And check the archive chat space. What is Oh, that says William DJ Billy Henderson from high school. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that cat, he got me my a copy of my first record I did when I was 17 years old. I had lost that shit. He found a copy for me. Yeah, it's in the archive chat space. DJ Billy said, "Salute, fam. How you doing, sir?" All right, this article continues. And that rally in Charlottesville drew these white supremacists and supporters who faced off in clashes with counter-protesters. Now, that's also downplaying. They weren't just counter-protesters. Like, these were essentially people trying to police other people. Because not like they just went out and marched. Like, what they did out there in Charlottesville, they went to a black church and imprisoned black people in that black church, standing outside with torches, threatening to murder them and telling them they need to come out so they can get fucked up. All right, so that was an imprisonment. Jamal, get over here. Jamal. The cat Jamal is... Oh, he's just rubbing his face up against the curtain. Jamal, get over here. Okay, the cat Jamal's bugging. Okay, come on, buddy. All right. All right, so the cat Jamal is here for the podcast now. Meow, young brother. All right, so faced off in clashes with counter protesters, and a self-described neo-Nazi drove a car into a crowd of anti-protesters, killing Heather Heyer, all right, and injured more than a dozen others. And Trumple Stiltskin drew fierce backlash. Yeah, okay. Did he get his ass beat? No? Okay, then he didn't get fierce backlash. All right. Niggas typed on the internet at him. But they say it's fierce backlash after blaming many sides for the violence. And protesters came out in cities across the country the day after his remarks to condemn the white supremacists. That's right, not nationalists, supremacists. And in an application dated for May 8th, and we also covered that application, Kessler estimated that as many as 400 people would attend. He listed the purpose of the event as protesting civil rights abuse in Charlottesville, white civil rights rally. And that was documented in the Los Angeles Times. All right. And they reported that the Park Service is now gathering information to issue a permit, which will specify the timing, boundaries, sound regulations, and liability rules for the event. The National Park Service spokesperson, Mike Litterst, told the paper that, quote, public safety and the protection of park resources are taken into consideration. Consider the content, the agency does not consider the content of the message presented, end quote. Yeah, I think that they are, and he's just supposed to say that, because they have to consider the content because of what type of activity that content brings. Jamal. My cat Jamal, nigga, get out of that curtain. Jesus Christ, this fucking guy. Fucking 14-pound cat acts like a little baby. Now, a website from organizers of the Unite the Right rally lists the event's primary location at Lee Park, now called Emancipation Park. Really? That's why we call them. They know what the fuck they're doing. They're going for Emancipation Park. You think that's a coincidental? You think that has been coincified? A coincication? Coincidentalities? No, nigga. They picked Emancipation Park on all the purpose. All right. Lafayetteville Square, which sits across Pennsylvania Avenue from the Hot House, is listed as an alternate location. So they want the Emancipation Park because that sends a specific message to them necras. All right, but If not, we'll take the one across from our White House. I will tell you what. All right, I think that's about right and good for a morning wine cellar. And that'll be it for July 12th, 2018. And we should be back around for an evening wine cellar, pending how things go with work and whether it's overtime, regular time. Jamal, stop chewing on the curtain. Jesus Christ. All right, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Some folks may have noticed last two free episodes, they have been a little shorter. And what I'm thinking about gunning in with is doing a hard 30 minutes, like actually like setting a timer. And when that 30-minute timer goes off, the free show, we fade it out and it goes straight to Patreon only. And that'll be how that goes. And oh, and I don't have a tier system on the Patreon. You know, like there's some folks like it, you know, it is a give what you can to keep the wine cellar into existence, right? You pop $1, you're in. You know, some of the homies, you know, they're popped in for a bit more, you know, and some of those folks, like, they quite literally pay wine cellar bills dead up. But like those $1 add up, $5 add up, $10 add up a month for winecellarmedia.com to keep this gosh darn thing up and running, right? Website, RSS feed services, things like that, that all cost. Just the having the internet come through here in general to run the wine cellar, to be able to get a second camera so that we can do an internal video recording with the external broadcast recording, all that stuff costs. And Willow Loco showed up just a wee bit late there, and because it is in the can. Have a good one. Facebook end and podcast audio end.